After nearly four decades of dedicated service to the region, Jane McCaskill is retiring as Halton's Chief Administrative Officer, a role she's held for the past 14 years. Halton Regional Chair Gary Carr took a moment to recognize McCaskill at the Regional Council meeting on Wednesday, December 11, reflecting on her remarkable 37-year tenure. Carr thanked McCaskill for her leadership through major changes, including the challenges posed by regulatory shifts and a global pandemic. He said she played an instrumental role in maintaining Halton's financial strength, ensuring employee wellness and fostering a culture of respect and diversity. Carr also noted that Halton's AAA credit rating and ongoing infrastructure development were testaments to her forward-thinking leadership. In a tribute to her legacy, Carr announced the naming of a collaborative space in her honor, to be called the Jane McCaskill Collaboration Space. "It's clear that Halton Region and the community has been your passion for these years. Jane, congratulations on a well-earned retirement on behalf of Halton Regional Council and all of the staff, and I know I can say all the people of Halton Region as well," Carr said. A visibly moved McCaskill expressed her gratitude for the opportunity to serve in the community she calls home. She acknowledged the support of Halton's leadership team, including Carr, and praised the strong collaborative culture of Halton, which she believes will ensure the region continues to thrive. She also thanked staff for their dedication, especially during challenging times such as the pandemic and natural disasters. "Your dedication is inspiring, and I have learned so much working with all of you. I take great comfort as I continue to be a resident of the region, that you will be there to continue to provide these important regional services and support the community," she said. McCaskill's retirement will take effect on December 31st. Bob Gray, Commissioner of Corporate Services and Corporate Counsel, will serve as Acting SAO starting January 1st, until a permanent replacement is appointed.